Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Tony Dossi, Assistant Administrator for Human Capital Management and Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA. Also joining us in our conversation is Sully Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Tony, with the evolution of NASA's new vision for space exploration, how do you envision NASA's human capital needs evolving in, say, the next 3 to 5 years? And specifically, how do you envision your office will evolve to meet these challenges?
I see human capital evolving in a very positive way. I see human capital specialists becoming true partners in the strategic planning process, not only internally with our stakeholders, but externally. And I think in terms of skills, I was talking earlier about how important it was to have the functional expertise. A lot of that is being sent to shared services centers, and what's evolving is the real true professional human capital expertise, which means looking more towards people who have some of the skills I was talking about earlier, workforce planning skills, that is statistics and modeling competencies, and skills in systems development and integration, program project management skills, because we're helping to develop and implement programs on an agency level and a lot of them. And I think we need human resource specialists who have real good communication skills, not only in writing and speaking, but the ability to see the way to communicate a huge amount of data that we create nowadays in a format, in a dashboard for people at all levels in the agency. We can't give all of this workforce data I'm talking about as it is to the leadership when they need to make decisions. We need the kind of HR people who are analytical enough to know what of that data is critical for the immediate decisions.
Tony, today's broader multi-sector workforce requires the high-level integration of acquisition and human capital planning, which is long overdue for the federal sector. How will NASA be at the forefront of the 21st century governance, perhaps pointing the way for other federal agencies facing similar workforce challenges?
Well, we're finding it quite difficult to forecast the workforce and human capital policies we'll be needing 5, 10 to 20 years out, especially for Constellation. The decisions to what we call make or buy, meaning do work in-house or contract out, the decisions to do that, to decide how the work will be accomplished, is a critical one and greatly impacts the size of the civil service workforce we'll need. What we found is that the critical make-buy decision needs to be addressed earlier in the planning process rather than later. We're making changes in our planning processes to move these decisions up and make sure the right players, including human capital, participate in the decision-making.
There's much talk about commercial best practices in the government, in particular in service areas such as human resources. What emerging technologies do you see that hold the most promise for improving the federal management of human resources?
We believe that automation is key to improving the management of human resources. I've already talked about our human resources portal and our human capital information environment. And we've implemented a lot of other automated systems. The one that we haven't so far that we're looking into is our performance management system. We want to implement a system that will not only contain electronic documents, but also route them appropriately and provide immediate notifications and feedback to employees and management officials.
Tony, I often ask my guests about the pending retirement wave in government and what type of impact it may have on their operations. What are you seeing within NASA, and what are the plans to mitigate these effects?
Right now, we have about 12% of the workforce that is eligible for immediate retirement, and this is normal for NASA. Fortunately, the percent of scientists and engineers that are retirement eligible is less. They're only at about 11.3%. Over the next 5 years, each year, about 3% of the current employees will become new retirement eligibles, and about 3% of all employees will actually retire each year. We have forecast total expected retirements over the next 5 years. Some of the retirements will cause a loss in our corporate memory. Nevertheless, as NASA moves out of the shuttle era and into a new phase of space exploration, retirement losses should be well within our capabilities to hire replacements, and the retirements will give us the opportunity to bring in new talent.
Now, Tony, you've had obviously a very successful career within within public service. And as we mentioned at the start of the show, you're actually returning to federal service again. What advice would you give to a person who perhaps is out there thinking about getting started in a career in public service?
I think there is now so much information available on a career in the federal service that we didn't have years ago. And so I recommend that those looking for employment and trying to decide between the public and private sector make sure that they do their homework about all the career possibilities across government and within each department or agency. For example, people are surprised when they hear about all the career opportunities in NASA because they tend to think engineers, scientists, and astronauts. So do your homework. The second is, learn about the work-life benefits and flexibilities that now exist in government and which allow us to be competitive with the private sector. We have put a lot of focus on that in government, and I think it would surprise a lot of people of how important that work-life balance is in government now. And I guess lastly, I asked a new employee whom I just hired from the private sector why he chose to go federal. And he replied that after years of working in the private sector, he did not have the feeling that he saw existing at NASA, and that is contributing on a team to fulfill a real mission for the nation, actually for the world. And so I think that's important, that you look at a job in terms of what it is you're contributing to society, and the government gives you plenty of opportunity to do that.
So it's a real sense of pride and accomplishment.
Yes.
in the role. That's fantastic. Tony, unfortunately, we have reached the top of the hour, and we've run out of time. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Sally and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country.
The last thing I would like to say is we're very proud of NASA. There is a lot going on at NASA, and we invite you to learn about us on nasa.gov.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tony Dawsey, Assistant Administrator for Human Capital Management and Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA. My co-host today has been Sally Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.